Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah. I am surprised that you are sitting down. Hey! I am very, very surprised that after 1 year of testimonies on every Sunday, you are seated. Church, give the Lord a mighty shout. I am not feeling your shout. You see, Last week, Bishop said that when you don't appreciate, it means that you are taking the things that was once a miracle for granted. But church, the fact that every Sunday we stand here to testify is a miracle. Give the Lord a mighty round of applause. Hallelujah. Oh, keep shouting. Keep shouting. Let the Lord know that you appreciate him. Hallelujah. And once again, I am happy to inform you that it is testimony time. Though one year has come, your testimony is still on the way. In the name of Jesus, please take your seat. Hallelujah. Today we stand here with gratitude to our God for 1 year of his faithfulness to us as a church. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, verse 2, that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. And bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. As a church, we will not forget his benefits. For giving us testimony, Sunday after Sunday, we are grateful unto him. Hallelujah. And one of the greatest testimonies we can celebrate is the fact that hundreds of souls have given their lives to Christ since Loyalty came here. Oh, are you sitting down? Give the Lord a shout. This is one of the greatest testimonies we can celebrate as a church. Because when you read Luke chapter 15, verse 7, it says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented. Hallelujah. So if many have become saved as a result of Loyalty House, and heaven is rejoicing, why are you sitting down? Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Once again, I am happy to inform you that it is testimony time. And as you shout, the Lord is giving you a testimony too. Amen. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. This one says, I used to get so angry, but through Loyalty House, my life has changed. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. He says, my name is initialed EAW. You can try and figure it out. Hallelujah. I am a member of this church, and I joined about 2 months ago. I used to struggle so much with anger. One day, someone say one day, I did business with a certain Christian, but she swindled me. A treasure, you know, 419. I got so angry that I took my Bible and burnt it. Hey, someone say mercy. Yeah, he was very angry. After that, I didn't want to do anything with the Bible and didn't bother to get another one. Someone came to my area and invited me to this church. I thank God. Let's put our hands together for many who are going into areas to bring people to this church. Hallelujah. I honored the invitation. Got convicted when Bishop Sam was preaching. Came forward and gave my life to Christ. Oh, church, put your hands together Hallelujah. And then I started the New Believer School. As if my teacher at the New Believer School knew I was struggling with anger, one day she was teaching about our new life, and she said that now that we are in Christ, we must be able to control our tempers. God touched my heart, and through that, and though I'm still being worked on, I have seen remarkable improvement in my temper. Oh, church, appreciate God. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I have finished the New Believer School. I got baptized on Friday, and today I am graduating. Oh, church, appreciate God for the life of someone who once took his Bible and burnt it. A man that he didn't want to have anything to do with God. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, someone went to his area. He came to church. He gave his life to Christ. Has gone through the New Believer School. Has been baptized. And today is graduating. Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. So he's saying that, thank you, Bishop Sam, for Loyalty House International Abbey. How many of us want to say thank you to Bishop Sam? Oh, hallelujah. Through this church, my life is becoming better and better. And I see your life becoming better and better in the name of Jesus. God bless you, church. Put your hands together for such a powerful testimony. Hallelujah. One year, Sunday, bia nyamena dum, ejina hade, ye share testimonies, o chede nyankupon, o nyenezin ye, anamubwa, no, no, so yembo yensem, shan nyankupon e nyimyam, hallelujah. Testimony na mekane no, yimpa no osinde, oba asor hade no, no, o ebufu, o a problem with ebufu, osi dakur nubufu, oso bi yane 419, ema nubufu ya ama ofane Bible no oshewon, nan so oba a church no, bishop preachi, obe enyim, osi no one ma Christ, or call New Believer School, Nyamena Dom, CCR, or graduate in the last Friday, or Bonesu, Monday, or graduate. And to also, the Yankupon say, there is since Oba, Sir Hadeno, now Brabo, or Tumpun, who would have Brabo, or Tumpun, oh yes, Sudimu, hallelujah. Oh, church, appreciate God for such a powerful testimony, hallelujah. This one says, Loyalty House is the church of heroes. Hey, I see you becoming a hero in the name of Jesus. He says, on Friday, 7 December, me too, I got baptized in this church. And I am graduating today from the New Believer School. It is a miracle. How many of us believe that it is a miracle? We will not take it for granted. And he says, it is a miracle. Almost an impossible miracle for me. And you will know why. I just want to thank God for the Loyalty House International and also for the life of Bishop Sam for sending a pastor to Miocho. This pastor came to me and showed me love. I don't know why and I don't understand, but I thank God. He kept coming to my place every Sunday. It was as if Bishop Sam had deliberately sent him. And he kept coming and encouraging me to come to church. I was involved in an accident recently. Someone ran into the back of my car and died. Mercy. I was taken to the police cell, and my pastor, sent by Bishop Sam, kept calling and praying for me till I came out of cell. Oh, church, put your hands together for good pastors, hallelujah, who have been sent by Bishop Sam. You will not understand what I am saying. And me too, sometimes I don't understand why Jesus loves me so much. How many of us wonder why Jesus loves us so much? Hallelujah. I have done a lot of bad things. Hey, as a driver, I have been to places I shouldn't have gone and seen things I shouldn't have seen. Someone say mercy. In fact, where I live is the headquarters of weed smokers. Hey, but this pastor, sent by Bishop Sam, was not afraid of us and for his life. The pastor is here. Can we see the pastor? Pastor Robert. Pastor Robert, oh, let's put our hands together for the pastor. God bless you, Pastor Robert. Hallelujah. This pastor was not afraid of us, but came to us. He came to tell us about the love of Jesus. One of my friends once said, anyone who will ever make him to come to church, that person is a hero. That is what one of the friends said, that anybody who can get him to church is a hero. Today, he too is in the New Believer School. Oh, church, are you seated? Give the Lord a mighty round of applause. Hey! Wow. Wow. The person said that anybody who can get him to come to church is a hero. But thank God for our hero who is creating many, many more heroes. Hallelujah. Today too, he's in the New Believer School. One of our friends who should have been here but refused to listen and kept joking with the pastor you sent, saying, is now dead. One of our friends who should have listened to the pastor but didn't listen is now dead. In fact, the Saturday before he died, we met him and he said he will come, but he didn't. Pastor even spoke to him on Sunday and encouraged him to come, but he didn't. He didn't come to give his life to Jesus. And that same week, he died on that flower road. Hallelujah. That is why when you hear the voice of God, harden not your heart, because you don't know when you'll be called home. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the pastor sent by Bishop Sam. So he's saying that, thank you, Bishop, my hero, for sending pastors to Miecho. God bless you. Bishop Sam, you are a hero. Oh, church, put your hands together. Hallelujah. For such a powerful testimony. Ntayi so sendore den yankopon na se den yankopon na dom sisi a oba sorry wahade o send den o yenye me bi on ye kra. In fact, no ye bad person o ye drive o yenye me pi on ye banyame na dom pastor bi ban area wo miocho onye ne beka sey emende wa ba sorry o kan won na wo be graduate no wa sorry yembo yen se men yankopon. Hallelujah. Someone say another testimony. Oh, and I see you receiving a testimony too, in the name of Jesus. This one says, deliverance from pornography and demonic dreams. Hallelujah. She says, I want to testify about how my life has been transformed since I joined this church. Before I joined the Loyalty House International, I was very much addicted to pornography. I could watch about 3 to 4 pornographic videos in a day. Someone say mercy. I also had dreams of someone sleeping with me, which also caused me sleepless nights. So when Bishop Sam announced the Jabez Prophetic Prayer Hour on Thursday, I decided to join. This is a call for you to join the Prophetic Prayer Time on Thursdays. Hallelujah. I decided to join. I came for the Jabez Prayer Service, and during the ministration, Prophet David laid his hands on me, and I fell to the ground. The demon in me started manifesting and screaming and actually left me. Oh, church, did you hear that? Put your hands together for the Lord. Since then, the desire for pornography has totally disappeared. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. And she says, I was so relieved and free that when I went to work that day, I started falling asleep. One Sunday after my deliverance, someone saw me in church and even testified of how I had changed and I was looking more beautiful and lively. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She says, I want to thank God for being a part of this church, Loyalty House International, and also want to appreciate him greatly for Bishop Sam for instituting the Jabez Prophetic Prayer Time. Oh, church, put your hands together for such a powerful testimony. The man testimony also the order yan coupon say that why Jine free from born him also too much from born by 3 to 4 hours in a day. But yan coupon dom oba sorry I'll join the Jabez Prophetic Time. Yamina dum when you need deliverance. I see you getting your deliverance in the name of Jesus. The last testimony. Someone say the last testimony. And I see you receiving one more testimony in the name of Jesus. This one says, it has been a year of unbelievable breakthroughs at the Loyalty House International. And I see you receiving breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. He says, I want to thank God for the mind-blowing breakthroughs that have come my way the past year have been at the Loyalty House International. I believe that these blessings have come as a result of the opportunities God has given me through Bishop Sam to do a little more for the Lord. I am a church planter, and prior to moving here with the church, I was in another ministry at the Cornerstone Cathedral. Bishop asked us to start a branch in Abe, which I did. Since then, God has started opening great doors for me. This year has been filled with good things under the ministry of Bishop Sam. I have received the miracle and the grace to travel and walk multiple airport terminals this year. Oh, did you hear me? I see you at multiple airports. Hallelujah. He says, I have traveled to France. Tell yourself, I will be there. I have traveled to France and back for free with all expenses fully paid. Oh, say, I receive it. Hallelujah. He says, I have traveled to South Africa multiple times, also with all expenses fully paid for. Hallelujah. I am so shocked because every trip was for free. This can only be God. Hallelujah. He says, thank you, Bishop Sam, for giving me the privilege of being a church planter in Loyalty House International. I love you, Daddy, and I love the Loyalty House International. How many of us love the Loyalty House International? Then let's appreciate God for mind-blowing miracles. Hallelujah. So today we stand here to thank God for 1 year of testimonies. Every Sunday we have stood here to read testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. We appreciate God. If you are here, believe that your testimony is on the way. Hallelujah. And I pay yankuponasi that was 1 year of testimonies Sunday after Sunday. Hallelujah. So remain in this church. Tell your friend, remain in this church, for your blessing is on the way. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Looks upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. While the world looks upon me as I struggle along. They say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a room up above me, I have a good place to sleep. The food on the table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know I'm not worthy, and this clothes they are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Now I know I'm not worthy, and this clothes they are not new. I don't have much money, but all I have is you. And to me, that's all that matters, for the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
God has been faithful. God has been gracious. God has been merciful. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank
him for one more year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be in church? How many of you remember 1 year ago today? We will remember the works of your hand, and we will stop and give you praise, for great is thy name. Come on, do you remember? Shall be ungrateful. You know, signs point you to certain things. And in the Bible, Paul says that one of the signs of the last days is that men and women shall be unthankful. And one of the reasons why people become ungrateful and unthankful is that they don't remember.
And they say, "Omu ninkaye."
They forget.
Eyo mu refi.
Because sometimes things start changing.
Esanse nyoma taisa.
Things start changing.
Nyoma timisa.
And then they forget. So it's a sign. If you are someone who cannot remember, and one of the signs that you have forgotten as a Christian, you don't remember, is if you cannot thank God. You see the brother whose testimony they read. If this person forgets one day where he used to be, you will see that one day he will come to church. Worship will be going on. They will say, raise your hand and worship the Lord. They will say, put your hand together. And he will not do it. Because he would have forgotten where he is coming from. That's why it's always good to remember. Always good to remember. That's why I'm just surprised at all those at the back. I don't know whether there's nothing for them to remember. I'm just shocked. All of them are sitting down. There's nothing in their life to remember. What a shock. But 1 year ago, you know, today is Thanksgiving Sunday. I mean, this Thanksgiving is thanking God for 1 year. Because exactly 1 year Sunday like this, we moved here. When we came here, those who came with us, how many people were here 1 year ago? 1 year ago. Okay, how many of you were not here 1 year ago? See what the Lord has done. Please wave. See what the Lord has done. Please wave. See what the Lord has done. Almost half the number. So 1 year ago, when we came here, this was the only structure we have. It was all dust. Just concrete floor.
Concrete.
There was no ceiling.
Na ceiling ni ha.
It was just a shell.
Na ya boso keke.
No doors, nothing.
Na a plum pool.
Just a shell. No office, no nothing.
Ni office, ni bebia.
No chair, no door.
Inkonya bi ni ha.
Cushion chairs. But 1 year on, we have every cause to thank God for what he has done. You know, we are thanking God because we are surprised and amazed at what he has done. And we are thanking God because we know that he is the one who has done it. We have done nothing. He is the one who has done it. That is why we are thanking him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please, if you have forgotten,
so
we have not forgotten. So allow us to be grateful to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. So it's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yes.
And we are preparing towards our final year Thanksgiving service on the last Sunday of the year.
Your final Thanksgiving,
we are going to show our appreciation and be grateful to what the Lord has done for us. So last week I started preaching on let's give thanks unto the Lord. Let's give thanks unto the Lord. Because it is good to give thanks unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 106 verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For he is good. And his mercies endureth forever. For he is good. And his mercies endureth forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants us to give thanks unto God. And it's very powerful. You realize that among the many things we said last week, you realize that God expects us to thank him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And anyone who does anything good to you or for you would expect that you thank him or her. You know, sometimes you may be thanking somebody for what the person has done. But you'll be surprised that you'll be thanking the wrong source. Hallelujah. So,
You have to know the source of your blessings. The source of your breakthroughs. That is why when Israel will go and give their thanks to idols, God will not be happy with them. And God will say, I am a jealous God. Because if someone does something for you, and you give thanks to another person for what the person has done for you, or you give wrong reasons for what has happened to you, and attribute what has happened to you to wrong sources, you don't appreciate what has happened to you. Hallelujah. So you should learn to thank God. Jesus expects us to thank God. Luke 17:12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Glorified God. So sometimes we need our voices to thank God. And fell down on his face at his feet. And sometimes we need to lie prostrate, like the lady came to lie here to glorify God. You may not know why she's lying here. But God said the person came and lied down. And the Bible said that giving thanks unto God and fell down on his face giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And you know why it took a stranger to go? Because there's no familiarity with the stranger. Those who are close were used to the person. But for a stranger, this is a miracle. And I need to appreciate what the Lord has done. And verse 19. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now, the reason I read this verse is to establish that Jesus wants us to be thankful, to be grateful, show appreciation to God, and for that matter, whoever has done anything good for you, you should show appreciation. Hallelujah. Because thanksgiving is very, very powerful. Last week, God said, thanksgiving, thanks is the will of God. How many of you remember that? That giving thanks. How many of you remember? Wonderful. Giving thanks is the will of God. Hebrews 10:35 to 36. Say, cast not away therefore your confidence with that great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you will receive your promise. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And it goes on saying, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. So the will of God in Christ concerning you is not the problem you are going through. I'm sure I established this last week. It's not the problem you are going through. The will of God is that whatever situation you find yourself in, give thanks to God. Do you understand the difference?
What
you
say?
The will of God is not that you should be poor. You should have an accident. You should lose your marriage. No. Or you should lose your job. But it's all part of everything. Bible says, the will of God is that you learn still to give thanks.
Bible say,
because you get to know that giving thanks is a very powerful thing. Last, we got to know that giving thanks can open doors for you. You see, what you need to get out of the problem you are in now is actually to give thanks. But because of the way the thing is, like the brother said, he wanted to burn his Bible. He burnt it. He actually burnt the Bible. Because something happened. And it's like he was angry with God. So sometimes, like, because of what has happened, you can easily be angry with God. I remember once we asked a certain lady to come to church. And we had a meeting.
Shepherd's meeting.
And she wouldn't come. And I sent for her. And she sent back a message to me that she will not come. And the reason was that God has disappointed her. God has disappointed her. So she wouldn't come. I am sure that she was going through some problems. And they were wild problems. So she was somehow angry with God. But the will of God for you to get out of problems, or the plan of God for you to get out of problems, and the key to get out of that problem you are in is rather to give thanks to God. Because giving thanks to God actually is an act of faith. That you believe that no matter what is happening, no matter what has happened, I know that my God can take me out of this problem. Giving thanks to God in the midst of the problem is actually saying that I know someone who can take me out of this problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we saw Paul and Silas. In their problems. They gave thanks to God. But one of the ways of giving thanks to God is singing. And they sang hymns. And then what happened? They got out of the problem. Now, you could have been angry with God and said, "But Lord, I was serving you. It was because of this that I went. How come this has happened to me?" And you'll be angry. They didn't do anything bad. Like that last year, I told one of our brothers was slapped at the police cells for just going on witnessing. You could easily be angry. But look, let me tell you something. How many of you are in some situations today? Just ask your friend, have you ever been in any situation before? Just shake your friends. Have you ever been anywhere? Shake your friend. Everybody, turn to the person. Shake the person. Some of your situations are so wild that even now it's weighing you down. Hey. But as they sang, the prison doors were open. As you learn to worship God, may every prison door be open to you in the name of Jesus. May you get out of your problems in the name of Jesus. You know something? Can I preach? I may not preach in points. So just flow. Yeah, just flow. You know something? Actually, how many of you have heard this thing that the joy of the Lord is our strength?
You see,
praising God makes you strong to overcome situations. Because see, in this life as Christians, we need the strength of God to overcome. Hallelujah. And that strength, it comes from God. I was reading a book by Rick Joyner. The Valley.
I have a Valley.
And he made a statement. Or one of them made a statement. He said that as you have said, that joy is faith demonstrated. Joy is faith demonstrated. Are you understand what I'm saying? Joy is a demonstration of faith. That means that if you can actually, in the midst of issues, still be happy, you are actually demonstrating faith. Many times you want to know whether a Christian is doing, there's anything wrong or not, you look at their faces. Especially during worship. You
say
their faces are long. As if they drank lemon juice. Or lemon is under their tongue. And they are quiet. And as you are singing, they are telling themselves, you don't know what I'm going through. If only you knew, you probably give me some money. If only you knew, you probably do this. You don't know what I'm going through. If only you knew, you will not sing this song. You will sing rather a very nice song that can make me cry. I forgot that song, but there's a song like that. You rather sing song like that if you knew. But Bible said, you see, when you see somebody happy, so I'll come to my best. When you see somebody happy,
so
it is not because the person doesn't have problems.
Hey!
Hey! It is not because the person doesn't have problems. I remember one day I went to church. As I went to church, I was preaching. I was happy. Now, the Saturday night,
Saturday, no.
My wife had been pregnant for some time. And then she had the baby, I think 2 or 3 weeks before the time. How many weeks before the time? That's 4 weeks before the time. And then the baby decided to come out. So the baby came out. And the baby was put in an incubator. We visited the baby. I even named her Ajua. I remember I went to her and she held my hand. And squeezed my hand. Like that. Then Saturday night.
Saturday,
we were having shepherd's meeting in my house.
Shepherd's meeting.
Then my wife called me.
And I'm here for me.
Said the baby has died. Said wow. Meanwhile, I was having a meeting. Then Sunday morning, I got to go and preach.
And I
have to preach.
Then
I went to church.
And
I preached so powerfully.
But
as the people were looking at me,
no,
they didn't know what was going through me. They didn't know how I was agonizing. And how sad I was. When I preached, not pretentiously, but joyfully.
Joyfully.
You see, when somebody is happy and is demonstrating joy, don't sit as this church, they are all rich men and rich women. That's why even their songs are, you are every, and somebody will be, how do you call that thing? Sliding. Are you sure?
Hoverboard.
Then they will do, and then somebody will become hoverboard. See, that's what this, they are rich people's song. Uh-huh. Look at him. Uh-huh. Rich people's song in the church. Actually, when it was, I wanted to do it, but I said, hey, if I stand there, I fall down. I was tempted. I was looking at the thing. I said, Charlie, because you know why? I remember one day in secondary school.
Oh, secondary school.
Somebody brought a motorbike.
Obey the motorbike by.
No, sixth form. I don't know.
Sixth form.
And the guest dormitory was just by the area there where the motor was there. So I took the motor.
To me from motor.
And I know the guy said, just go, you can go.
Oh, I'm going to say, me
Charlie, see, what I didn't ask, how do you turn?
Maybe someone said, you're done here.
So I went, and when I got to the spot where the girls were, oh, the guest dormitory. It was visitation time, so it's like, they were all out when I got. They were all looking at me. I had to tell you. But I realized I was still broke.
Oh, I'm trying to be both of them.
It was, oh! Charlie, it wasn't easy for me at all. So when they say, I said, you should be. what I've seen before. Don't worry. But I was tempted. I said, this is nice. So. But I'm sure by the evening you see that I'm doing it. Because, but as I was saying, he said that these people there, they don't have problems. They don't have issues. That is why they are behaving like that. You see, when you see somebody joyful, it's a demonstration of his faith, his belief, or her belief in God. Look, you think I don't want going through problems. You don't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
Nanso,
joy is faith demonstrated. Is that not what I was saying?
Yes.
He says that it is also worship demonstrated. Joy is also worship demonstrated. If you are able to worship God, and I'll read some few verses for you. If you're able to worship God, you are demonstrating joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then it says, true joy. True joy is the result of a thankful heart that sees the glory of the Lord in everything. It's a result of a thankful heart that sees the Lord in everything. True joy.
Take it one by one.
True joy is a result of a thankful heart that sees the glory of God in everything. That is true joy. True joy. Listen to me. This is one of the most important messages you can ever hear. It's a result of a thankful heart that sees the glory of the Lord in everything. And it buttresses the scripture that said, in everything, give thanks. You get it? Which means that, look, when the thing is happening, at the moment that is happening, joy, it's not nice. It's not nice at all. But you see, you are able to go through it because you see that you say God is in it. But you don't know how God is in it. So God is in it. Because all things work together for good. Are you understand what I'm saying? So true joy is actually faith that is being demonstrated.
It
says that true worship is not trying to see God. True worship is not trying to see God. But it comes by seeing him. So when you see that, you see, one of the things that will let you know that somebody has seen the Lord is the ability of the person to worship. It's not trying to see God. When you see the Lord, you cannot sit down. Nobody say, are you sitting down? No. You yourself, you will worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King David was one of the greatest warriors in scripture.
Oh, King David, no, as Rafa can say.
But he was also one of the greatest worshippers. As you see from his songs, he tried to see the Lord in everything. If you see the Psalms that David wrote, you see that for every situation David found himself, he would try to see the Lord in it. He would tell us that, look, God is up to something. I may not know how. I may not know why. But God is up to something. If you are able to tell yourself that, the sadness on your face will become a smile. And so when somebody here, this is what you are going through.
So when says, when I will
feel, and you are laughing like that, because like David,
David, no,
you have seen God in it. Somebody doesn't understand what I'm saying. Like David.
He said David.
He says that as we see from his song, he tried to see the Lord in everything and was constantly marveling at him and his works.
Listen.
Tell your friend, listen to what Pastor is saying. See the Lord in everything that happens to you. It may not make sense. But see the Lord in everything. Look, how do you think that Joseph would feel when his own brothers took him, sold him, and went to tell the parents that he has been eaten by a lion? And then they sent him to slaves. If you were Joseph, how would you have felt? But today, how many of you can now know that what was happening to Joseph was actually being orchestrated by God to move Joseph from a nothing nobody to become a prime minister in a foreign land? And what amazes me that included in the plan of God was a temptation by Potiphar's wife.
And he said, Potiphar, you say,
hey! You go to a foreign land, you need a visa. You need a work permit. And the prime minister's wife.
Prime minister,
say, I love you. Your master, when he comes home, he just sleeps. And you just go. Nothing is happening. So please, I'm in love with you. Then Joseph saw this temptation. He had the opportunity to get to a place where he can go and revenge on his brothers.
Joseph,
but he didn't. And went to prison. Hey. But how many of you know that in all this, what kept Joseph? What kept Joseph? What kept Joseph? He could see that, look, God is up to something. At the moment, in some way, it's not nice at the moment. But if only I could be patient and wait on the Lord very soon. And I'm here to tell somebody this afternoon that if you could be just a little patient, Bishop, how long?
Bishop,
as long as the Lord will want to deal with you, as long as your joy will take you, how long? If only you be a little patient, you would see the hand of God. And see, that is what will make you have joy. And that joy is what will bring the hand of God into your life. So it doesn't mean that what the person is going through, he doesn't feel it.
Nehemiah 8:10.
It says, then he said unto them, go your way and eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Neither be ye sorry. It means that something happened for them to be sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Turn to your friend and tell the person, don't be sorry. Tell your friend, don't be sorry. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know how much you need for your problem. I don't know who you want to intervene. But don't be sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, you need a certain strength to come out of that problem. And that strength will come from your joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 3.
Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17.
You need strength to go through. And joy is a demonstration of, it comes as a result of a thankful heart.
It
says that although The fig tree shall not blossom. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruits be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. The labor of the olive shall fail. It means their labor will come to nothing.
Okay.
It means their labor will come to nothing. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. And there shall be no herd in the stalls. Can you understand what they're saying? He said, all these things will happen and has not happened, my tree, my business has not blossomed. Oh, my business has not blossomed. My fruit have not come. I can't see anything in my life. I can't see any show. He said that the labor shall fail. All my labor has come to naught.
Hey.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold. You have been called and dismissed from your job. Your husband doesn't come home. Nothing is working. He promised, I'll marry you. And now he says, I won't marry you again. Are you in the church? Are you sure you're in the church? Are you sure you hear what I'm saying? Give the Lord a shout. He says, and there shall be no head in the stalls. Go to verse 18. Are you ready for verse 18?
Yes.
Yet.
Nanso.
Yet.
Nanso.
Yet.
Nanso.
Although and yet. Even though it has not happened to me, yet.
Nanso.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Many bet you.
Come on, somebody. Just give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Many bet you on yamimu.
Look, this person is the person of faith. He said, nothing is happening. And he has enumerated what is not happening. All that he's going through, nothing is working. How many of you are familiar with this verse? How many of you can identify with this verse? Nothing is happening. Yet, I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will joy in the Lord of my salvation.
Listen,
I don't want to say I don't care, because I care. But it doesn't matter what you are going through. If you can demonstrate that you have faith in God, and keep the joy for a little while, you will see that you will see the promise come to pass. For the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. What will give you the strength to go through
is
a thankful heart that produces joy. A heart that sees God in everything. Some of you can only sit down. Some of you can only see God in only good things.
Hey!
When the man has money, there's joy. As soon as there's no money in the house, the atmosphere changes. Hey! But whatever happens, you must be able to say that I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still. You must be able to sing to yourself.
Have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still.
Do you still have your joy there, or your joy is gone? Hey!
I still have joy. I still have joy.
Let me tell somebody
here. Eh?
What you need to go through 2019, to break through certain doors and succeed in 2019, is this message you are hearing. This message to let the joy of the Lord be in your heart, no matter what you do about
him. And found your favor.
I've been tempted. Wow. I've been tempted. Hey. Destroy my life.
It's wrong.
A piece of block about to drop on his wife and his brother-in-law.
Then,
fortunately for whatever, myself and Pastor Polans, we entered the house at the time that he was about to drop the
block.
Somehow we intervened and the block didn't come down. You would have murdered the wife. You go to prison for murder, everything will happen. None of this will happen.
Can you remember me?
Then one day, this person turned his back on me, insulted
me,
faced me,
said
terrible things.
But can you remember me?
By the way, they didn't bring any tear to my eye.
Means
that one they didn't. But insulted me.
I said,
wow.
See, hey,
is that how the world is?
But
you see, After all, I will still come to a house if somebody is dropping a stone. I will still come. Hey, one day, I was told that a brother is divorcing the wife that week. Somebody called me. Somebody called, said, this brother is about to divorce his wife. I said, how come I didn't know about this? Because we had a meeting. It was, you know, some people pretend.
Yeah.
We had a married couples meeting. And the way they were hugging themselves, they wore the same color and everything. I said, wow! These people are enjoying. But I heard they were divorcing. Then I went to the office of the brother.
Because Obama in the office.
When I went, lo and behold, the woman he was going to divorce his wife to marry, you told me, yeah, I remember, you have forgotten. The woman I was told was divorcing his wife and marrying him was sitting in the office with him. Then I charged. I said, you! What are you doing? You are a harlot! You are this! Get out! You can't spoil the marriage. God will deal with you. And as I was talking, the lady was sitting down. But then she decided to stand. When she stood, I just said, the lady was huge. Hey! So I just look for where the door, you know, some ladies, you don't have to try. I just look for where the door was. But somehow, I think the way I appeared,
a turn also.
So she couldn't do anything. She packed her things and left the office. That night, I heard that the lady said, the lady insulted the brother. You stood here, and your pastor has come to insult me. He didn't do anything. I'm going. So she left. Would you believe this marriage? One day, the wife who was supposed to be replaced sat and looked at my face and almost insulted me. Hey! Friends have left me. They've questioned my faith. The good I tried to do was thrown back in my face. The hell and the pain brought tears to my eyes. But God! For every tear that I've cried, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still
have joy. Hey, can you feel that joy?
Standing here, you are surprised I'm still flowing with you. Because I ain't going to let your misbehavior take away my joy from my heart. But the joy of the Lord is my strength, your strength, my strength. So I ain't going to let your misbehavior. You hear what I said? I ain't going to let. You see, I'm saying it. Coming from my heart. When I start speaking like that, I do the hair. It's just a, I don't know.
It's coming from my heart.
Because I'm saying, originally I'm American. No! I'm not going to let your misbehavior stop me and stop my joy. That's why you are surprised I'm still helping you. You are surprised I haven't said anything about what you
did.
Because my strength is derived from my joy
in the Lord.
So as soon as I stop being thankful and I hold things in my heart, then my strength is reducing. That's why some of you have people in your heart.
Charlie,
let them go and show love to them and continue to do good and show love. You'll be strengthened more and more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hey!
Charlie, have joy. Have joy. No matter what you are going through. And I'm telling you, what you are going through may be painful. I'm not saying it's not painful. May be painful. But know that Satan just wants to take away your strength. And he will do everything to take away that strength. So stand strong. the joy of the Lord will carry you through. You are getting out of your problems. You are, look, don't, I feel I'm talking to somebody here today. What they say it? Tell them. Sit. Don't let Satan make you sit and like you see, they say, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Babylon, and when they required of us a song, we refused to sing. Because we were in anguish. No. Your joy is opening the door of marriage to you. What will give you that marriage is not your beauty.
No.
You see, there is something fighting you. And your strength cannot get you that thing. What can get it for you is God. And the strength God is deriving from you is your joy. So, beloved, tell your person, say, look, let me see a smile on your face. Just. Say, I see a mighty person standing by me.
He
said, brother, sister, it's possible we are going through something. But just a little while. Hold on. Hold on, just a little while. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise.
You are here.
We give you glory.
You are here.
For this joy.
Emma say anything.
This joy. There's an ancient song about joy. I just don't remember the song. They used to sing that. Joy, man. Joy like a river.
Joy like a river.
Hey, today is all about joy. It's about faith demonstrated.
Hey. Joy like a river.
He says that although I don't have what I'm expecting, but I still have joy.
Joy like a river in my soul.
I got joy
like a river.
Ask your brother, if you think you have joy like a river, you
say, joy like a river in my soul.
Although the fig trees are not blossom, you lose your job, but I get joy. I want to do something. It is slang. What is coming from? What? My spirit. I'm doing something. What? Prophetic. Now, what I'm going to do, prophetic, is that I'm going to get 5 or so pastors to stand. We are going to take our offering, special offering. Everybody is going to dance,
sing
an offering. Listen. Even if you don't have money. Listen to instructions. Even if you don't have money, you should dance and come and put your hand and don't take it. Just put your hand in it and go. Even if you don't have money. So can I, Richard, can I arrange some pastors to take bags quickly? We are going to sing this song. I just feel in my spirit that doors and chains are just breaking and doors are opening.
Amen.
I just feel that somebody's living here liberated in your spirit. Laughter in your mouth. Hey! Hannah went to pray to God. And the prophet told her a thing. And her countenance changed. She stopped sorrowing. And she left that place with joy. Hallelujah. Take out a good offering of 100 Ghana. 200 Ghana. 50 Ghana, 10 Ghana, but especially 50 Ghana, 10 Ghana, 5 Ghana. Take out any good offering, but take out a heavy offering. Yes. So take a roll like this. How they do then, everybody is going, Iradinifie, Yemifie, Mikrazido. So just, are you still, look, I can see some of you are looking for, where is the mobile money? Then put it there. You are going to give a special offering. Today, you see, give the offering out of a certain joy from your heart. What I'm doing is prophetic. What really is happening is how you are coming here to put in is what is important. But I need you also to put a good offering. Hallelujah. I need to put a good offering. When, are you ready? Yeah. Then the pastors or whoever, ushers will direct you. Come row by row from the front to the back. Row by row from the front to the back. Hallelujah. Like they do in Methodist. Amen. Do you have joy in your heart? Yeah. You know something? I heard that, listen. I heard that a river flows. A river is not a lake or lagoon. It flows. Or it flows. It's not stagnant. So then God said, if they have joy, they will be flowing. So what is it like? You are coming. You're moving. Movement. Flow means movement. Flow means movement. Do you get it? So I am forcing you to move and come around here. Put in the offering with joy. And just go and take your seat. Hallelujah. I recently visited Methodist. Every 2 minutes, they stand up.
2 minutes, they're almost sorry.
And I saw old men and old women standing up. When I come and see young men and young women, every time they are sitting down, I say, these people, something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with them. Go and see old men in Methodist. I couldn't believe it. We were sitting and standing. I said, hey, if you bring this to charismatic church, they will say, hey, we stand too much. Because we have been spoiled. Hey, do you have joy in your heart?
Yeah.
Ah, God. Look, take out your offering. Let's prove it. Have you taken a good offering? Even if you don't have an offering, you just come and touch the basket and go. But make sure you don't touch and go. If it's mobile money, you can touch your phone. And when you go and sit down, don't forget. Just do it. Father, thank you for this prophetic flow this afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you for miracles and doors as they move and flow.
Amen.
Thank you for a change of direction of blessing.
Yes, Lord.
That is going away from them.
Yes.
But returning and going back to them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I have joy like a river in my soul. Let's go. From the front. Just not the basket in front of you.
Joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Joy like a river. Joy like a river.
Why did they come here?
Joy. Joy like a river, joy like a river.
If you want to give your life to Jesus, just come here and let's pray for you. So all those poor people, go to them and bring them. If it is your first time of coming, kindly come to the front here. Put your hands together for them as they come. Put your hands together for them as they come. Okay. Put your hands together for them as they come. This is your first time you brought a person. When you come, stand behind the person. Are you not clapping your hands? So many people. Okay. Now, those of you here, I want you to say this with me. Say,
Dear Lord Jesus, kampaye di mechi.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today
you are forgiving me of my sins.
You've
washed me with your blood. And I am yours. And you are mine.
I say
with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let's wait.
Pastor Kendi Mechika say, Radi Yesu. Medawase.
Everybody say it.
Obian Kendi Mechika say, Radi Yesu. Medawase. Sewa Jimmy. Enewye. Mede makuma mao. Mesrew. Fami boni nina cheme. Natural midin. Ewa mkwa humanim. Sede baya uba. Anase miwa. Menya dankwa. Medawase. Sewa Jimmy. Ewa Yesu din. Amen.
Wonderful.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.